Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your written word. May it be to us, Lord God, even now a living word, that by it we may be fed and nourished. And in so doing, Lord God, know you all the better. We ask this, Father, in your name. Amen. Jesus teaches of his return as he journeys to death on the cross. He mentions a vision of the Son of Man, which has been foretold by Daniel in Daniel 7, 13 to 14. In the previous parables in chapter 25 about the kingdom of God and the return of Christ, we heard the message of be ready, for when the bridegroom comes, the bridegroom representing Jesus in the parable of the 10 virgins. This was followed by the message of to be faithful during the absence of the owner of the servants in the parable of the 10 talents. Our passage today is different. It is no longer a waiting period. Jesus takes us to the finale, the coming of the fullness of the kingdom in its finality and glory. When the Son of Man comes in his glory. This is no longer a parable, but an insight into what is to be. He will sit on the throne and will separate people as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. The judgment comes with the sheep to his right. This is my right, right? With the sheep to his right and goats to his left. The right being a place of honor, the left a place of dishonor. To those on his right, he says, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For his disciples listening, this was a good thing to hear. Maybe they had a smile, a nodding of their head, in approval of the honorable position of sheep with Jesus as their shepherd. But next came the criteria. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me. When did we see you? To do all this was their surprise response. The king said, and I take this from the Message Bible, I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me. You did it to me. Here is the Son of Man who has come in his glory and sits on the throne. Yet, in all of his glory, he says, I am found in the least of them. I am found in the one that is overlooked. I am found in the one that is ignored. I am the hungry. I am the thirsty. I am the naked. I am the stranger. I am the prisoner. Jesus now speaks that we are to be serving. We've had be ready, be faithful. Now, be serving. A Bible scholar said this, the heart of Christianity is a relationship with Jesus himself, which shows itself in loving sacrificial care for others, the poor, the needy. This is faith in action. The approval for Jesus was not based on great achievements, but on the simple day-to-day acts of kindness, seeing people, caring enough to stop, to look, to listen, and to respond to the need of people. And as I pondered on this passage, and I have to say, is this not what Midgate does? Is this not what Midgate is known for? We have the mission statement for this church for this year, for the next 5 years, and going onwards. were called by Christ, were committed to serve, and were to care for the community. And within the five-year vision plan, we're looking for ways on how we can continue to build upon what has been done, enriching people's lives, being hospitable. We're building upon what Midgate has been known to be doing, responding to the needs of our brothers and sisters in the church and to those in our community. Why? Because we see them. Jesus says, seeing them and responding to them is seeing me and responding to me out of love for me. Every hospital visit that is done, every hamper that is given out, every phone call made to find out, are you okay? Every financial support that is given out, every knock on the door, I haven't seen you in a while, are you okay? Every food that we give out, every pastoral ministry in the cafe, it is our way of saying, I see you. I see Jesus in you. Our support to the worldwide mission, Denisa Dobrum in Romania, our support to Bible Society in China, our support to Samaritan's Purse, all this is being done to Jesus. Richard spoke to us, albeit brief. He mentioned the work that we're doing, the appeal for Little Eddie Foundation, a charity supporting children living in poverty here in Chelmsford. 1 in 3 children are living in poverty in the United Kingdom. What does Little Eddie do? They see the families. They provide food. They provide uniforms. They provide gifts for Christmas, for Easter, for birthdays. Why? Because they see in the face of each child and family, they see Jesus. And so because they see Jesus, they respond out of love to give back to Jesus. When the Son of Man comes, we are to be found serving. The service of those commended by Jesus and placed on his right hand was not done because they wanted a reward or they were doing it for recognition, which explains their surprise. When did we see you? When did we see you to do all this for you? Their service was born from the heart that was filled with love. The shepherd has come to commend the sheep for taking care of the shepherd. Usually it's the shepherd that's caring for the sheep, but this time, in this finale, Jesus Christ says the sheep is now taking care of the shepherd. We are called to be helpers. We are called to be givers of life to those who are the least. Rob Parsons, founder of Care for the Family, speaks about his late friend called Ronnie, who died during COVID. Ronnie had learning difficulties. Ronnie one day came home, and he went home. He went out with nice leather shoes on. And he came home, his shoes were damaged, they were ripped, they were torn. These were not the shoes he left home with. And Rob Parsons said to you, what happened to your shoes? He said, I gave it to a homeless guy because he needed it more than me. He gave it to Jesus because he saw in that homeless guy Jesus' need, a need for shoes. Yesterday, with dinner, Malcolm talked about a story of a guy that he's seen, and over the underpass place in Chelmsford. And he told the story about this guy. He had a thin coat, and he said, that coat you're wearing is not very warm. What's going on? The weather's cold, but this jacket is thin. And the guy said to him, I gave it to a homeless guy. We don't know the faith of that man. Maybe Malcolm didn't know the faith of that man. But the man saw in that person, the homeless guy, a need because he saw him and he gave him his coat. We do it not for a pat on the back, We do it not to have our name given to King Charles' office for his end of year OBE nomination. As great as that is, for many who serve their community through their selfless acts, but they do it because of the one who gave his love to us, the shepherd of our soul, Jesus Christ. We may not all be able to go to prison and visit people. We may not all afford to buy new clothes for people to wear. But as children of God, we have in us, by his Spirit, the means of helping those who are spiritually in prison. Those with whom we can clothe them with the love of God and through our service help them to know themselves as children of God, the clothing of God's righteousness. And that can only be found through knowing Jesus Christ. So I ask you, how do you see people? We can only serve people if we see people. I can't serve you if I don't see you. And when I do see you, what do I see? Do I see a problem to ignore? Or do I see Jesus to love? The Son of Man comes in his glory and he sits on his throne. Is the same Son of Man that is found in those ignored and despised, in the least of them. Same person. Throne, least. You may feel the pressure that this is asking a lot of me. What am I supposed to do? But I want to tell you, you are already doing it here at Midgate. You are doing it. But don't stop. Don't stop when this 5-year vision plan ends and we've ticked all the things that we have done. Don't stop because we've ticked everything. Don't get complacent. Don't stop because of all the changes that's taking place now and you get overwhelmed. Don't stop seeing people because of what needs to be done. Don't get complacent. Don't stop seeing the need of Jesus within the people in the church, within our church families. Don't stop seeing the need of people in the communities in which we serve. Don't stop seeing people so that when he comes, and he will come, let him find each one of us serving. Let him find us serving people, serving him. Because it is in serving the least that Christ is most exalted. And we can all serve. We can all be there for each other. As Jesus was to those he saw with his eyes and heart of compassion, so are we to open our eyes of compassion and see people for what they are. For those sent to the left, to eternal fire, prepared for the devil, they chose to ignore and they chose to overlook people. Maybe if they had known that it was Jesus, because they asked the question, when did we not see you for us to know? If they had known that it was Jesus, they would have acted. But you know what? That's lip service. Why must you know that it's Jesus for you to do something for me? Just see me for who I am and do it. Do it because you have the love of God in you. Don't do it because you say, oh yeah, that's Jesus. Do it because you see me. And because you see me, then I am Jesus. So anything they would have done was not from the heart. Lip service. So you may be thinking, Jesus' commendation and judgment at his return were based on how we treat each other. Does that mean we're saved by works? No. social justice and all these things that we're doing for one another, it is wonderful. It comes from the heart of Christ. But our standing before God at his return will still require knowledge and acceptance of his Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord. Jesus has been teaching the disciples and crowd around him how they were to live their lives, to know him. And in this final discourse that he gave here, he now turns from knowing me, preparing, waiting for me, exalting the Son of Man. Now I'm telling you of how you treat one another. Some of you may be thinking, I'm doing things, and nobody sees. I'm getting tired of serving. I'm getting tired of doing things. Nobody sees. I want to tell you that the person who needs to see, he sees, and that's Jesus Christ. Tim doesn't need to see it. Nobody needs to see what you are doing. The person to whom it counts, and he says, I see, because he's the one that said, you fed the hungry, you clothed the naked, you visited the people in hospital, you welcomed the stranger in. The one who needs to see is the one that needs to see. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing it because you're doing it for him. So I ask and I say to you, don't get tired. Don't get tired. Don't think that nobody's said thank you to me. Nobody said thank you to me for all that I do. Maybe even your family members are saying, you do so much for that church. And they don't even say thank you to you. They don't know what you're going through, but yet you do so much. Say to them, the one that sees, he will reward me because I've got a place waiting for me when he returns, because he will. So I close. May the eyes of our hearts be open to see Jesus in the faces of everybody around. Help us to see, Lord, because I don't always see, and you don't always see. So help us to really see. And as we see, may you yourself be seen as Jesus sees you, so that you may see Jesus in others. Because the time will come when I need people to see me as Jesus and help me. And the time will come, no matter how perfect life is now, there comes a time when I need to see you as Jesus to give you that help. So Lord, help us to see one another, see the people in our community, and see the people right here in this church. Lord, help us to see. So be ready, be faithful, be serving. Amen.